I'm Ben Forrett.
I'm Polly Gill.
And I'm Alyssa Mendel.
And this is Chordscast. Podcast is created by the team at the Coordination of Rare Diseases at Sanford, or CORDS for short, which is a rare disease registry working to tie together patients and researchers, no matter their condition and no matter where they are in the world. In these episodes, you'll hear interviews with scientists, physicians, rare disease patients, and advocates, along with updates on our registry and ways that you can get involved. Let's get started.
And welcome to another episode of Chordscast. We have taken some time off, but we are now back and going. And today we have a special guest with us. She is from the HODA group, and she's going to tell us all about this rare condition. Becky, I will let you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about the organization and how you got involved with this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alyssa. I'm so happy to be here today with you. And so my connection to the rare disease community is because of my sister. She was diagnosed with two rare diseases in a two-year span, and obviously that only left me with one choice, which is for me to support her in her treatment and finding a treatment and resources, because there's really just not a lot of information out there about HOD. And HOD is hypertrophic olivary degeneration, and that is a huge mouthful.
I was going to say, that is a mouthful to say.
It is, and our poor community that has to say that every time. And it is a rare neurodegenerative brain disease. Okay. And HOD occurs when the inferior olive within the brain swells like a balloon. And that has devastating effects to our basic functions, and it causes dizziness, balance and gait issues, vision disturbances. It also affects speech, and the list just goes on. And we really don't know a lot about it or how one gets HOD. It can be idiopathic. It can develop from a prior brain bleed. Okay. It could be from a brain tumor, an injury, a brain injury, brain surgery. We just don't know any of the causes of HOD.
Wow. Okay. So there, it sounds like there's little that's out there about this condition. How did your sister find out that she had this?
Well, she had another rare brain disease. It's called CCM, and she had to have surgery to have that lesion removed from her brain because it had bled. And as a result of that surgery, she was not recovering at the pace. Like she was recovering well, and then she would digress and go backwards in her recovery. And so that was concerning to her. And she reached out to her doctors to try to figure out what was happening. And it took her visiting a few different doctors, and finally she was diagnosed with HOD. As a result of, we believe it was a result of the surgery, but again, nobody knows.
Sure, because there's not much out there to be able to determine what was the exact cause, it sounds like.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
How do most people get diagnosed with this condition? Do you know?
Well, yeah, that's also a mystery, but we have, after communicating with our community and with CORD's help, we're finding that a lot of our patients are being diagnosed through MRIs.
Okay.
And that's how it is just being highlighted to them and to their doctors.
Okay. So there's one thing that at least has been kind of prominent in how a diagnosis is received with this condition. How did the HODA, HOD Association, how did that get started?
So HODA is Hypertrophic Olivary Degeneration Association. Again, a huge mouthful of words, so we like to just call it HODA. So our organization was actually just founded in 2021. And our patient organization was born out of a need for representation and information because, as we were talking, there's really not much information out there on this condition. When my sister got her diagnosis, she just went to the internet to try to figure out what was going on, and she just wasn't finding a whole lot. So she had that drive to create that organization so that she could help others and herself to get some answers and a diagnosis, maybe some treatment, find her people.
Okay, so your sister is the one who founded the advocacy group, it sounds like.
Yes, so she created HODA, and I was with her in that process. So we've been together on this from the beginning.
Okay, wow, that's awesome. I think that's just so inspiring when, you know, someone like your sister who has this rare condition and just feels compelled to do something for others who also have this condition. And then the fact that you came along too and you're like, I want to help my sister with this too. I think that's really inspiring. What are some of the ways that people with this condition can help just either drive more awareness, or what can they do to help researchers know more about this condition?
Well, that is a great question, Alyssa, because that is something that we have been talking a lot about within our organization. One of the easiest and best ways that can help drive research and interest into HOD is participating in our patient registry with CORDS. We really need to get that data so that we have interest, and we need that data to be able to forward any research. And without that, we're just kind of dead in the water. So that is one thing we're asking our community, please participate in our registry, because that's what we need to get research.
Yeah, so you're right. You're kind of like a sitting duck if people aren't contributing their stories about their condition. Do you know how many people have this condition, or an estimate of how many people have this condition?
Yeah, so really hard for us to say. I can say in our registry that we have about 50 participants, 50-ish. So I would say that would be a good gauge, but we do believe there are more out there, so maybe 100-ish that we know of.
Okay, so we're talking, this is ultra rare. This is pretty rare. And the fact that it is so rare means that you need everybody to participate in contributing their data, because there's not enough people to even draw conclusions from or notice trends from if there's just so few people.
That's right. And I also feel that maybe it's not as rare as we think it is. Maybe there are more people out there with that and they just don't know. When our patients are diagnosed, doctors are looking up information because it is so rare. So, you know, we're just really trying to build that community, build the awareness, collaborate with doctors to give them the information on helping to diagnose and find what's happening with our patients. So, yeah, we really hope to get as much participation as possible to get that message out there.
Yeah, and I suppose, like you said, there could be some misdiagnosed people that are out there that don't realize that yet, which is another great thing about answering those, you know, the questions from the questionnaire that you created in partnership with CORDS, is it can track, okay, what were you originally diagnosed with until you actually received your HOD diagnosis, which is valuable information for physicians, people, researchers to know that.
Yes, that's correct. And we have been so lucky to find some doctors that sit on our medical board to help us to understand this disease and give guidance to people that have questions. So we're really grateful for that. But yes, the more we can grow our numbers, the more we can get out there and attract research. And hopefully that will lead to a treatment. And gosh, a cure would be super great.
Yeah. What advice do you have to people who are newly diagnosed with this condition?
So I would encourage them to join our community, find your people, share your story. The stories are so impactful and help to get the message out there. And collaborating with your people and being able to share your experiences, share, you know, what doctors are, how, things that are working for you, things that are not working for you. So our community really finds a lot of value in that collaboration and having that, finding that community and having a voice.
Sure. Are there any specific physicians that the community has been kind of going to help with their treatment, or is it just you're able to go to your primary care physician? How does that work?
So yeah, that's kind of the mystery. So that a lot of our community, a lot of our, the patients in our community are asking what doctor, where can I go?
Oh, okay.
Who can I see? And so, you know, Dr. Caitlin Bird, who is on our medical board, she's in Boston. So she has been a doctor to a few of our patients in our group, but not everybody is in Boston. So
right.
that's really hard for other patients. So it's just, you know, finding a neurologist that has some information or background in HOD. And so that's something that we're trying to help our patients with and finding a provider, but it's a tall glass. It's a tall order to fill because our community is all over the world.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a really good point. Are there resources on your website that help guide people in how to talk about this condition with their physician or any types of treatments?
So, yes, our website, hodaassoc.org, is a fantastic resource for anybody who wants to learn about HOD. And our doc, one of our doctors, Dr. Philip Tipton, he provided us with a great explainer video on what HOD is, and it's just in terms that everybody can understand. So that is a fantastic resource for us, but outside of that, there are a lot of resources there to help doctors and patients understand what that is. And it just, you know, provides a list of symptoms, but we really don't have a treatment resource because we need to start that research to look into that.
Sure. Okay. So if somebody does want more information, your website, it sounds like, has a wealth of knowledge to up to this point that you've been able to collect and gather. But as far as any treatments or therapies, it doesn't sound like there really is this clear cut and dry treatment for this condition because there's not enough research out there.
That's absolutely right. So we need help. We need people to join and participate in that registry.
Sure. What are some other, what else is there that you want people to know or the community to know about this condition?
Oh gosh. It's life changing. The clock ticks as soon as you get this diagnosis. We only worsen with time.
Okay.
And the symptoms only get worse over time. So we just really need to come together as a group and help each other and share resources. And really, our organization is, this is why we have to find some kind of treatment and some kind of cure, because there's just nothing out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're desperate to find some answers to help them as time goes on.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's a bit of an urgency here. This condition is a progressive condition where your symptoms tend to worsen, it sounds like, over time. So the need for research, it is there. This is a critical point in what this condition entails to get just to obtain more information about it.
That's right.
Are there any events coming up for your association?
You know, not at the moment. Not that we have on our calendar yet. We do try to host webinars quarterly for our community to talk about our CORDS our CORDS patient registry and maybe some movement things that they can help in their day-to-day life. But we will definitely communicate that to our group once we do have those scheduled events.
Okay, so it sounds like there are some gatherings that you guys do as a community, whether that's virtual. So far, nothing in the calendar for an in-person event, but there's information on your website that someone could go and sign up or join one of the webinars, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, and we also do non-judgmental paint therapy. We were doing it quarterly. And so, you know, some of our participants like doing that. It's just a way for us to come together and do some crafts and talk candidly with one another. So that is something that we do, you know, every few months with our group regularly. But outside of that, yeah, we do offer other webinars, and they can go to our website and sign up for the email alert, and we'll send you the information and links on how to participate in those.
That's awesome. I also think that's great that you do the paint therapy, because there is such power in community and just feeling that connectedness to others that are going through similar things as you. So I just think, again, this is just so wonderful, not only the resources, but the community involvement that you guys are really trying to push for and advocate for your group, because that is so important in the rare journey.
It certainly is. And I know that, you know, our community finds value in it. It's their people. It's our people. So being able to talk about the hard things that they're dealing with and find understanding within that conversation, it's invaluable.
Yeah. Are there any last remarks that you have before we conclude here today?
Yeah, sure. I thank you for this opportunity and talking with you, Alyssa. We are so appreciative of our relationship with CORDS. You have really helped us to launch our patient organization and putting us in connection with other patient organizations and helping us to get to where we are today. And just giving us that platform so we can collect that data and that our doctors can help us and advance any research for us. So we just want to thank you for that partnership.
Yeah, well, we love working with you guys, and I can speak to this. It's been great to see your organization just grow, and also all of the growth in the registry that has been going on over the past few months. I'm really excited to see where things go in the next few months here with your organization.
We are too, and thank you again, Alyssa, so much. I'm really happy to be here with you today.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you again. Becky is from HOD Association. I'm not even going to try to pronounce those names because it is a mouthful, but you can go to their website and learn more about them. So thank you for tuning in today.
Thanks so much for listening. The theme music for CORDS Cast is borrowed with permission from Scott Holmes' song, So Happy. To learn more about Sanford Research and our registry CORDS, visit us at sanfordresearch.org/CORDS. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your questions, comments, stories, or feedback to CORDS@sanfordhealth.org. Find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter @SanfordCORDS. The content of Cord's Cast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. We'll see you next time on Cord's Cast.